Hello and welcome. My name is Davis Bitsky. I'm a technology evangelist with Microsoft, focused on Windows 8. In today's short screencast, we're going to look at how to access the accelerometer in your Windows Store app. And we're going to be using JavaScript and HTML as the language to do that. If you've been following along in this series, you'll notice this is the fifth in a series of short topics where we're using the Windows 8 Game Kit. So all of the code that I'm going to show you, you can go ahead and download at win8gamekit.codeplex.com. I'll be using the project today. The only change that I've done is I've removed the accelerometer pieces so that you can follow along and I can explain exactly what's going on. The API that we're going to be digging into today is the Windows.Devices.Sensors API. And this is where you'll find all of the different computing sensors that you may want to have access to, things like ambient light and things like the accelerometer, inside of that API. So we're going to focus just on accelerometer, and in particular we're going to get the default accelerometer device. So we're only worrying about one device today. And the way that you're going to set up the accelerometer is you're going to pull the device. And when you pull the device, you can set up specific timing intervals for doing that. So anytime you're using a specific piece of hardware, we need to really think about what is that doing to the CPU, and consequently, what is that doing to the battery life of the device that our users are playing. The last thing we want to have happen is they download our game off the Windows Store, they love it, they run it, we get really high reviews, but man, every time they play our game, they get like an hour of battery life. So we want to be conscious about how much power that we're actually draining, and the accelerometer is part of that. So after we set up a polling interval that's as small as possible and that fits with our device, we're going to want to turn on the device. And the way that you turn on the device is in the JavaScript world is you add an event handler to it. So turning on and off the device is as simple as adding an event handler and removing an event handler. I've also listed more information about the accelerometer API down at the bottom, so if you want to dig in a little more on MSDN, you can follow that link. So let's jump over to the game kit, and we're going to go ahead and run this, and what you'll notice is the accelerometer we're going to do as a gravity pulse power-up in our game. So every time we reach a certain amount of points, at that point we're going to want to turn on the accelerometer, and if the user shakes the device, it's going to blow up all of the ships on the screen. So it's a great way to gain a lot of points. If you have a computer that does not have an accelerometer, we are not going to give you a power-up. So kind of a bonus for those of you out there who are planning on getting Surface devices or other kind of tablets that do have accelerometers, you'll be able to get a lot more points in this game than some of your friends. So for demo purposes only, I am setting that point threshold to 200. You can feel free to set this to whatever you want. I've actually listed some guidance here. Just putting it back to 4,000 is probably a safe bet for some real gameplay. But what we want to have happen is when we reach 200 points, we want to notify the user that a gravity pulse is available. We want to listen for a shake of the device, and we want to blow everything up. If we run this right now, nothing will happen because we haven't implemented those accelerometer pieces. So just to show you a little bit of difference than what the standard kit is, if you see, I'm now touching, and every time I hit 200 points, nothing occurs. So let's go about adding those accelerometer pieces in. And the first thing we're going to do is we're going to create some variables. I've already got an accelerometer section set up here. So I'm going to say var accelerometer. As a developer, accelerometer is always one of those words that I sometimes need to spell check. Just doesn't wrap in my brain correctly. So hopefully you spell that correctly when you walk through this sample too. I'm going to set an interval ID of 0. And a get reading interval of 0. So now we've got a variable to address that. The next piece we need to do is actually initialize the accelerometer. So when we initialize the accelerometer, we're going to tell it, we're going to get an instance of that actual device, and we're going to tell it how often we want to poll. But we're not going to start actively polling. Remember, we're going to do that when we add an event handler. So in order to keep with our current setup of our app, what we'll do is we'll create a new function called init accelerometer. And we're going to do that right where we initialize our ships in other areas here in default JS. So I'm going to say init excel. And that's in our initialize function. You'll be familiar with this function if you followed any of the other screencasts. As a quick review, basically the way this app runs is when it comes into the default page, it waits for the DOM to be loaded, and then it calls into this initialize function. This initialize function is grabbing our canvas, it's setting up our coordinate system, initializing all of the ships, and then what it's going to do is set up the event handlers and start going into the game loop. So the update draw cycle happens right here. So our init accelerometer is going to set all of those parameters right where we would expect it. So let's go ahead and start writing that function. So we'll say function init excel. And we want to take that variable that we've created. Now we created it at the top so that we have scope and the ability to reach into that variable throughout the rest of our default JS file. We're going to say devices. You can see we got some nice IntelliSense. Accelerometer, and then I want to get the default. So now that gives us an instance of the accelerometer. So if we actually get something back from that, so we have an accelerometer, because remember, we also have to assume that our game may be downloaded on older machines that do not have accelerometers, and we need to be able to handle all of those. What I'm going to say is I'm going to display an error. Display error is just a local function I have that just writes out some kind of debug information. So I'm saying no accelerometer was found. And if we've found an accelerometer, pardon me, this is where we need to start setting up that interval. So we had a minimum report interval. Minimum is another word I always have fun spelling. Minimum report interval. We're going to get from that accelerometer. And now that we've had the accelerometer's capabilities, we're going to do some math. So a lot of this is trial and error until you get something that you feel is good battery life. The example that I'm using here is from the Windows 8 SDK. I found this to be a very good number. It doesn't seem to go crazy with CPU and battery life or any of that. So that number is going to be 16. Fix my typo. And then what I need to do is set the report interval of the accelerometer to that new interval that we've just created. Now our get reading interval is going to be that report interval times 2. And what this will do is it'll double the interval for display, so it's going to reduce your CPU usage. We want to be careful there. Most of these settings are just standard. Again, I've taken them from what was in the Windows 8 SDK, and I found it to work really well on the build tablet that I'm actually using for this screencast. So we've initialized the accelerometer. We've got a variable that will be able to reference it in JavaScript. But remember, the accelerometer is not actually polling or doing anything until we add an event handler. And if you remember from previous screencasts, when we want to use the gravity pulse, we're going to do that as we update our score. So let's go ahead and look for update score. And you can see I've got a little placeholder here. So if our score has reached that interval of the maximum number of points we needed for, or the minimum number of points we needed for our gravity pulse, so remember, for demo purposes, I've set that to 200. So as we're updating and drawing in our loop, we're keeping track of how many points we've accumulated since the last gravity pulse. So if 200 points have occurred, at this point, and only at this point, do we actually want to add an event listener to the accelerometer? Now, actually, instead of just declaring the accelerometer, we need to also check and make sure that we actually have an accelerometer in our computer. So I'm going to say if accelerometer is not null or undefined, then what we're going to do is we're going to take the accelerometer, we're going to add an event listener, and the event we're going to listen to is shaken. So in the Windows Phone world, if you've done things, I did this in some apps too, is if you had a reading in an accelerometer, so typically an accelerometer is going to give you a 1 to negative 1 value based on your XYZ accesses. So it's kind of the device's orientation to the center of the Earth. If somebody's moving the device very, very quickly, if they're shaking it, you'll see those numbers go as high as 2 or 3. So you would look typically for really high numbers and you would say, oh, somebody's actually shaking my device and I want to do something around that. What we have in Windows is we've got an actual shaken event. So if it's shaken, then what we'll do is we'll create a new function. We'll call it onShakenExcel. And we want to notify the user that the power is available. So if you remember our layout, we have a high score at the top. So let's temporarily change that to read shake the screen. And then what we'll do is we'll play a little sound. So I've created a bunch of different sounds for the game. This one happens to be a recording of myself that I've modified that'll say Gravity Pulse in kind of an retro arcade-ish style. So we'll say Sound.js, and what we'll do is we'll interrupt on any. And if you go back and you look at the sound and music screencast, you'll see how I'm actually calling into the Sound.js library to play my sounds. So nothing unexpected there. And then what we need to do is we need to reset our score to 0 now so that we can start tracking how many points will happen. So when we come into the update score, if there is an actual accelerometer, you'll get this power up. If you don't have an accelerometer in your PC, then it's going to ignore it. Regardless, it's going to restart counting the amount of points that you've gotten. So now that we've done that, let's create that on Shaken Excel event, we called it. So on Shaken Excel, we're going to get an event from that. And immediately what we want to do is we want to stop listening to events on that accelerometer. So this will immediately stop all polling on that device and we won't drain any battery. And the event handler we want to remove is ourself. And then we have another function called Gravity Wave that we've written that will actually go out and destroy all the ships. And if you want a refresher of what Gravity Wave looks like, when I jump in here, you'll see I'm just going to go through the array of ships, and then each ship I'm going to mark as destroyed. So our game loop will come around and it'll blow all of those ships up. So let's take a look at what this looks like. Sometimes you'll get that error and you need to restart, especially when you're debugging. So let's go ahead and play. Let's get some points here.
Gravity Pulse!
And now I'll shake the screen to see everything pulls up. Because we have so low, I can continue to just tap the screen and kick it. Blow everything up.
Gravity Pulse!
Look at that. Super high score. Already at 9100. But you get the idea. Fun way to access the accelerometer with just a couple lines of code. If you're looking for more help on writing your app, make sure you head over to bit.ly genapp8 Generation App is a website we've put together to help out developers. It offers training, so what you're going to see is different topics, and there is a gaming track coming over the course of 30 days. So there'll be 4 weeks broken out. We'll go through each individual topic. You'll get free training, you'll get help, you'll get code. And then we also have offers on Generation App to do app reviews for you, to get guidance, to get assistance, as well as a chance at an App Excellence Lab, where you'll sit down with a Microsoft engineer. They'll actually walk through your app and they'll give you some guidance, as well as getting a token to get into that Windows Store early so that you can have first market advantage on launch day. If you have any questions, you can reach me on Twitter at TheDaveDev, as well as my Microsoft email address, david.isbitsky@microsoft.com. Thank you for your time.